Hey, out of Alzheimer's.
Now when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to everybody out there, all of our friends and family of Blood River Radio. You're listening to Blood River Radio. Please don't repeat myself. And I'm Eddie the Bomber Dill Miller, and I'm really having a good time the last couple of days. I had a little gift certificate from a dear friend. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Every single one of y'all that listen to Blood River, listen to Political Suspect, know who I'm going to talk about. But you know what, folks? It is December the 26th, today after Christmas, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020, like you've heard me say a million times before, there is no other name under the heavens, under the sun, in which men can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it. And people, before we go, before I give you outline, you know the drill, we're going to do a prayer. I'm going to do a little bit different prayer. I'm going to say the prayer that Robert E. Lee said to August the 13th of 1863. It was about a little over a month after that bloody Battle of Shiloh that turned the war against us here in the South. So people, here we go. General Robert E. Lee. Soldiers, we have sinned against Almighty God. We have forgotten His mercies and have cultivated a revengeful, haughty, and boastful spirit. We have not remembered that the defenders of a just cause should be pure in His eyes, that our times are in His hands, and we have relied too much on our own arms for the achievement of our independence. God is our only refuge and our strength. Let us humble ourselves before Him. Let us confess our many sins and beseech Him to give us a higher courage, a purer patriotism, and more determined will, that He will convert the hearts of our enemies, that He will hasten the time when the war with its sorrows and sufferings shall cease, and that He will give us a name and a place among the nations of the earth. Amen. That was a prayer of General Robert E. Lee, one of the greatest Christians that ever walked the face of the earth. People, our special guest we have on tonight is her second time to appear, to come back, and I'm super, super excited she's come back. She is Miss Cornelia Mueller. I like to call it Miller. Matter of fact, I talked to Matt Goodwin today for a few minutes. He is in love. He's down in Florida with his beloved. I'm going to go ahead and bust him out. He's going to be getting married. I hope he doesn't get mad at me for saying it ahead of time, for popping his balloon. But he's down there with his sweet petunia, and they're going to be getting married probably in, I think April. But anyway, he was really excited that we're having Cornelia on tonight, and he wanted to call in, but he's tied up with his sweet petunia fiancée and his family. And I told him, I said, look, dude, if you're going to believe with Blood River Radio, you're going to have to get your priorities straight. I don't care if it's your wedding night, you will be here. Ha ha. Anyway, and before I go further, I want to thank Ken from Linwood, New York. He donates every month. Month in, month out, he is just reliable as Big Ben in England. Also, before I wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, I'd also like to say the good news to pass on to our listeners, our donors. People, thank you so much for supporting us. We sent a check in, a much needed check to Sam, because Sam was hanging by the threads. You know, we don't do this for profit. A lot of times we run in the red, but we sent in a check to Sam, Blood River Radio. We are now paid up until January of 2022. We're paid up 1 year in advance. It helps us. It helps Sam. It helps everybody on Liberty News Radio. So people, if you will, keep us in your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sending in the donations. We could not have possibly done it without you. Okay, people, we'll be bringing in Lee Cochran in the second hour. We're going to play a couple of clips in the second hour. Me and Lee are going to just kind of go off on that. But before we go to Miss Cornelia, I would like to wish you a belated Merry Christmas. We kind of skipped over it last week because we were so emotional and so wound up. And I hope you have a Happy New Year. And listen, people, pray your guts out, because we are faced by a very formidable enemy, just like General Robert E. Lee was faced by a formidable enemy. And now I'm going to shut my ugly mouth, and we're going to go to our sweet little 21-year-old Miss Cornelia Mueller, even though she might be sweet, folks, but she's tough as nails because she is in, well, I'll let her tell you about the organization she's in. How are you doing tonight, Miss Cornelia?
Hello, sir. No, I'm doing very well, and thank you again for having me on. I really appreciate this.
Well, I thank you. The honor is all mine. It was a stroke of a miracle, a stroke from God that we got you on, just like it was a divine intervention that I met your supervisor, Simon Roach, in Suitlanders. Sightlanders, I believe he pronounces
it.
And he put me on. Yes, ma'am. I'm always one. We here in the South, especially, you know, we ain't got a lot of education, and we pronounce pronounce things all kinds of different ways. But anyway, in case people didn't hear you last time, Miss Cordelia, and in case they don't know much about Simon, which most people on Blood River Radio do know about Simon, but we always have the stragglers coming on late. Tell them about Sightlanders, your organization, why you got in, who you are, who Simon is, et cetera, et cetera. And go ahead and tell us all about yourself and your organization.
Okay, so my name is Cornelia Miller, and I work within an initiative. It's not an organization or a political party or a group. It's basically an emergency planning initiative, and it was started officially in 2006, but it basically was in the thoughts and hearts of the founder far long before that. And it's basically, it focuses on the Protestant Christian South African minority, and to prepare them for the coming anarchy in South Africa. And when I say coming anarchy is when we look at, you know, this, I'm going to call it symptoms, but if you look at the symptoms of a revolution that's already showing, that's been showing for the last 26 years, and even before that, the groups and organizations in our country, and if you look at all the previous African countries and how similar we, you know, in the similar symptoms that we have, it's just inevitable and absolutely imminent. And it's basically just an initiative to prepare and share the, also with the world internationally, and to share what's going on in South Africa and get support internationally and build the case internationally for us to be able to defend ourselves even more. Because if no one knows about what's going on, then it's as good as it is. As it doesn't exist. Even if it does, it's as good as if it doesn't exist at all, because no one knows about it. So me, myself, and Mr. Simon Roche work at the Foreign Division, and I'm the Women and Interest Speaker, and I started working for the Sightlanders this year, but I have quite had it in my heart for a long time to go into this field. So that's what I can summarize it for you.
Well, you know what? I think you're a very unusual young lady, even a very unusual person, because it's been noted. I was talking with Sam 2 days ago. I was on his show, and he played a clip that was very moving about the American First War of Independence in 1776. And, you know, Washington only, he started out with an army. A lot of people probably thought it was 500,000 or a million. His army at its peak, I think, was only about 20,000. And when he crossed the Delaware, that terrible winter, Christmas Day of 1776. His army was less than 6,000 down to 4,000. They were barefooted. They were leaving blood in the snow for going barefooted, etc. So that leading up to that, those people were so unique. And there was only a very small minority of people in the United States that fought the Bloody British. That being said, Lord only knows there is probably a small percentage of people fighting, joining in their organization. Not that your organization is a war-making organization. It's, I would call it probably a civil defense organization to help save lives. About how many people, Cornelia, if it's not secret, if you can give out that detail, about how many people do you think are in Sightlanders?
Honestly, it's quite hard to give a specific number because I know a lot of people that are Sightlanders but aren't necessarily part of certain groups. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to give like a specific number, but it's I would say like I wouldn't be able to give a full correct number, but average users or average people that visit our site is over the hundreds of thousands, truly.
About it with that many, would you repeat? Hang on, Miss Cornelia, bless your sweetheart. We've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back in just a minute. People, please don't go away. Please come back and listen to Miss Cornelia Miller. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what's going on in South Africa in just a few minutes. As soon as we return from this commercial, we'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for coming back in here. Especially, I know a lot of people are out still celebrating the second most holy day in Christendom, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some people say it's the second most. I mean, I don't see how you can differentiate them because, you know, without the birth, you couldn't have his crucifixion on the cross and dying for all of our sins in the world. I mean, he died for me. I mean, you have no idea how rotten I was before I became a Christian. I will not tell you. It's really embarrassing, but I was pretty low down. Not that I'm, that much better now. It just depends on how you get the scripture. Scripture says that, I think it was Paul said, you're saved by grace and grace alone, least any man should boast. And then it goes something like, even their deeds, your good deeds are likened to the filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. So you can do nothing to save yourself. Your good deeds account for nothing. It's you're saved by faith and faith alone. Like Sam said the other day, faith comes before, I forgot what it was. But anyway, faith, you have to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And with that, we'll go back to Miss Cornelia. I was going to say, Miss Sweet Cornelia, you brave soul, I would venture to say that the ladies, the women, the warriors in Sightlanders, the volunteers, would you say maybe they're less than 5% ladies?
So Afrikaans culture, it's quite known that, you know, we're still very strict on the woman has her place, the man has her place. A really good example that we actually refer to is one of the battles in our history. The men shot at the enemies, and the women actually had, like, they actually reloaded the guns. And we always, you know, refer to the women and the men that we complement and accompany each other in the process of fighting for our culture. So, it is quite less, but not necessarily that they don't believe as much. In fact, I would say that a lot of women feel very, very, very strong about this, and they are really a driving force in this as well. But I would say they are very in their place, and they don't really, you know, go too much out of it. They rather motivate and strengthen the men. I wouldn't say that there's not a lot of women that support this. There are a lot of women that support this, but I think they truly do it out of their out of the position that they are in. They do support us.
That's a really good answer. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I was assumed that, not assuming too much, that probably you're in the Army. You know, I was a combat medic. Probably a lot of your medical people there in South Africa. For instance, I've heard in Russia that a country I very much admire, that most of the doctors in Russia are women, you know, and they make very good physicians. They really do. I've worked with a lot of them that are just top, absolutely top.
No, that is true.
Go ahead.
Yes, no, that is true. They do. They are very, very dedicated. But it's also very interesting. If you look at South African history, it was each time also the women, when the men really they had their hopes lost, and the women would always, you know, say, no, we're not going to give up. We rather walk barefoot over the Drakensberge, over the Dragon's Mountains, if I directly translate it. And they said, we're not going back to the Cape. We're not going back to be under British rule. We rather walk barefoot over the mountains than go back. And in the concentration camps, it was the women that was in the camps that said, no, you're not going to sign the peace treaty. You're not going to give up. We're not going to pay with our children's lives for nothing. So it's definitely, I'm very proud to say that the women in South Africa are really, you know, motivators of this battle and of this cause. And, yes, I'm really proud to be able to say that.
I don't blame you. And, you know, I certainly don't blame you. I would be very proud, too. I wish we had more men and more women like yourself here in the United States. Most of our people, and I think you said it, alluded to it on the last show, I think most of our people here in the United States, specifically white Christians in the South, are living like in denial. You know, they just really don't perceive the situation, how dire the situation is here in the United States. They just really, I don't know why, but they just really can't. But, you know, earlier, dear Miss Cornelia, it's something with your bravery, your intelligence. I'm really blessed to have you on our show. But I was going to say, you mentioned the signs and symptoms in other countries, in African countries that have been, the former Rhodesia, that were conquered, taken over. Do you know what are some of the signs and symptoms that are direct, that are almost, what's that word I'm looking for? That immediately precede final solution that the African National Congress, the black government has. Governments over there, the governors, the different people in the ANC, for instance, the African National Congress, they have said that they're not going to exterminate the white people yet.
But, yes, that was Julius Malema in 2018 in interview that he said we've not called for the killing of farmers yet. That is true. The symptoms, I would say most of the African countries that basically in the 60s, since the 60s, it was really prominent, the national independence in Africa by Pan-African socialists or their leaders. And they, so it's basically Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Nigeria, you can name. So basically almost each African country in the African continent, this exactly happened. You know, they wanted independence. After they got independence, they wanted to throw the colonial yoke away by completely removing capitalism, going into socialism, and ultimately communism. And the result thereof is most of the people living beneath the poverty line. So that is definitely what I would say when I talk about symptoms. It's going directly the same route than these African countries. And so similar that, you know, any person could see it. I actually knew, and I think I did say it on one of the previous time that I was on, but I actually knew a black woman that came from Zimbabwe, and she said she has no idea what they're going to do now, because this is Zimbabwe all over again. Land expropriation without compensation, and also the government's plans, you know, to have cooperatives farming in collectives, and their whole path to power and African freedom. It's very similar to other African countries in the way that they are implementing it as well. So that is what I would say when I mean symptoms, most definitely.
You know, Miss Cordelia, also, as you well know, we tried to have Simon on last week, but he was in very dire straits. Their electricity, the power had been cut down so low he could... And no water. And listen, I think it was either Simon or you told me that the blacks are, I cannot believe this, but I mean, it's just incredible. They're actually pumping raw sewage into one of the last pure drinking water reservoirs in that area of South Africa. Is that not true? Is that true? Make that up?
Yes, I actually wrote that to you the other day. So we had municipal elections. It's actually a while ago, and the ANC won in our district. And of course, they're very corrupt, and much other things as well. And basically, we have 8-hour cycles, so we have electricity for 8 hours, and then we don't have electricity for another 8 hours, and then we have electricity for 8 hours, and it's not even a consistent 8 hours. It's basically our electricity is off for 8 hours, and then they check, and then they say, "Oh wait, let's put another hour with."
Well, thank you, Miss Corinna. If you may be able to hear the music, we have to go to another quick break. We'll be right back, Miss Cordelia.
Okay.
People, don't go away. We're getting ready to get into the nuts and bolts. Be right back.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators say there's no further threat to Nashville after an explosion rocked the downtown area early Christmas morning. Nashville Metro Police Chief John Drake says they had bomb dogs sweeping the city and haven't found anything else. FBI Special Agent in Charge Douglas Korneski adding,
"We've also increased our footprint to work as quickly but thoroughly as possible. Our investigative team is turning over every stone to make sure we know as many details as possible to answer the question of who is responsible for this and also to understand why did they do this."
Sweden is reporting its first COVID-19 case involving a more contagious new strain of the virus that's rapidly spread in Britain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh, my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
President Trump unleashing on Twitter Saturday morning, sharing his thoughts on what he maintains was a stolen election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, Mike Fortier has more on the story.
President Trump sending a series of tweets contesting the results of the election. He went after the FBI and the Justice Department, putting the word justice in quotes. He says they've done nothing about voter fraud, which he calls the biggest scam in our nation's history. He says they should be ashamed. Next, it was the Supreme Court's turn. Trump called the court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud. He claimed to have absolute proof, but the Supreme Court doesn't want to see it. He then said there were millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared our election to that of a third-world country. He ended by tweeting the words, "fake president." Twitter flagged each of the tweets, saying this claim about election fraud is disputed.
Since no one matched all six numbers in Powerball on Saturday, tonight's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $341 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
"Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?"
"Nope. Never had a lesson."
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I'll just tell you the date again. It's the day after Christmas, like you wouldn't know. And the reason I say that is because, we didn't have our Christmas show last week. A lot of people do. But I know, you know, everybody's mama will have a Christmas show. This, our second hour is going to be kind of a light Christmas show, but we just have so much to cover. I guess I'll just leave it to right or wrong to some of the other stations. You know, some of our brothers will do a better job at celebrating Christmas than we would tonight. But we just have so much to accomplish and a short time to go and a long ways to get there. Well, anyway, Miss Cornelia, people, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Miss Cornelia Mueller. Hey, am I pronouncing your name right? Well, there's been some argument about Mueller and Miller. In fact, I was talking to one of my co-hosts earlier, Miss Cornelia. He said that I was trying to adopt you. And I said, well, I'll always do that. I'm like an old pawpaw. But he said, just because he said your name was Mueller, he said that I can't make it Miller. I said, well, when you get to be 74 years old, you can do pretty much what you want to do. But anyway, how do we pronounce your last name, Miss Cornelia?
So my surname, our surname is German. And in South Africa, they say Miller, but it's Mueller.
Mueller, okay. Well, you know, that'll clear things up, so, because if you don't know, I don't know who would. it's possible my name could be Mueller. My grandfather in the mountains of Kentucky years ago, he was of some questionable lineage. There were a lot of disputes in what his name should really be. I won't go into detail about that. But, you know, Miss Cornelia, we're talking about last week, the electricity in the water. Simon said there was water flowing in the streets, but he was having difficulty getting water in his house, if he could even get any water. Has the situation improved there?
So it's going to be like this for quite a while. They said that it will be like this for about 3 months, and then perhaps it might change. And so, yes, we also don't have water at certain times of the day. And then they also, like, directly let raw sewage into our dam, which is terrible. You don't even have to explain it. It's just plain terrible. And it's really one of the last, you know, cleaner dams and rivers in South Africa. And they're ruining that also.
Are they doing that intentionally, Miss Cornelia?
Yes. Yes, no, they're doing it intentionally.
That infuriates me to no end. I don't see... You know, before I go any further, you're talking about getting out, sounding the alarm to, and I hate the term, the international community, because as far as I'm concerned, that's a communist term. But, you know, coming out of the United Nations, what was his name? His name was Kofi Annan. I call him Coughing Anus. He used to use that term all the time. But anyway, I know Simon has traveled to different nations. He was here in the United States, told our audience. We rode with him to Charlottesville 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years in August of this year. It was 3 years of August this year. I can't keep up. I'm getting old, hard to keep up with the time. But he traveled many thousands of miles by pretty much like the movie says, planes, trains, automobiles. He trying to get out the word of the terrible plight of our white Christian brothers and sisters of South Africa. Do you still have, to your knowledge, do y'all still have any kind of program where you're traveling to different nations trying to wake the people up, Miss Cornelia? And if so, if you do, are you making any headway or any progress in eliciting assistance from other nations?
Yes. So we actually wanted to go this year, right about November, we wanted to, you know, go to Europe and be able to go on this mission to even share this more as many people as possible and as many groups as possible. And we do know that our only refuge and strength lies in the Lord. We know that, but it's so important for people to know what's going on and, you know, to be able to support each other in these conservative communities. And so we really wanted to go, but then there was the restrictions due to COVID and many other things and complications. But if we do get the chance, we will most definitely seize it, absolutely. And I will probably be, you know, also going on the tour then. Which I'm really excited about. It will probably be the first time ever that I'm out, you know, that I'm going out of South Africa. So in a certain part, it will be quite sad. And I will miss South Africa for the while. But if all goes well, and if everything is, if all goes well, then it will be great if we can go in the near future.
About, I know Simon's been several times including the United States and Europe. Now, the reason I'm asking you this is because we're getting to a point we're going to try to get some money for you. If possible, we can get some donations. About how much do you think it's going to cost for your group. And by the way, before I was remiss in saying, Miss Cornelia Mueller, she is with the head of the office of the HQ co-coordinator of Sightlanders. Am I saying that right, Miss Cornelia?
And
yes. The email there, I'm going to try to get the information, the contact information on how you can get to Miss Cornelia and Simon. But I'll just read this just for the heck of it. We'll try to get on our website. And Miss Cordelia, you correct me if I'm wrong. One of the email addresses to get to you would be hk@sightlanders.co.za. And the Sightlanders is spelled Sightlanders. You don't have to try to remember that. We'll try to get that on our website. And people, please email me if you want to know more about these websites and how we can get in touch with these precious people that are in such dire straits. But anyway, before I ramble on, Miss Cornelia, are you set as far as finances? Do you have, like, for instance, the money for the plane tickets, the boat tickets, whatever, to get to Europe, to the destinations y'all are going to try to get the word out? Or how much money do y'all need?
So honestly, I'm really careful to give an exact amount, but we do need that support still. I think that's also why we couldn't go, other than the COVID. We couldn't manage to get all the funds for that necessarily, because we're still in a quite tight, because we're the foreign division. So not all the focus is on us, because there's a lot of other things that we do to prep and to prepare. That's really important. So it does help, direct donations for the foreign division to go overseas and to go on tours and to be able to share the plight for the people in South Africa. So no, we're not the main focus, because as I said, there's a lot of things that Sightlanders prepare for our people. But yes, and donate, as far as donations go, anyone's welcome to go on the website. I'm sure they did tell me the other day that, you can go on the website and you can donate there directly. And I think you can also, I don't know if you can specify for what it is, but then you can say probably this is for, the foreign division, so that they can, add this to the tour. But yes, we will be needing quite a lot, a big sum.
Well, Miss Cornelia, I want you to know that I'm going to donate it. We're certainly not rich, but I tell you what, God has blessed our Blood River Radio right here. We have a year's airtime, so we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We're going to donate all we can, and I would like to ask our people, our listening audiences, to please, God, help these people all you can, because instead of me saying it, Miss Cornelia, if the people need any more of the picture of the portrait painted, how desperate the situation is there. I mean, for God's sake, they're having raw sewage dumped in their water. We'll hear a break. We'll hear the music, Miss Cornelia. When you come back, I will continue on this message right here. People, hold on to your hats. We'll be right back to the final segment of this first hour of Blood River Radio. Be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Dear precious Blood River Radio family, welcome back to our show. I hope you're really paying attention, and I hope you're listening, and I hope you're listening with your heart at least as much and hopefully more so than with your mind, because white Christianity is under a full-scale assault all over the world. If you look at our website that we developed going on 3 years ago, matter of fact, can you believe it or not, this is our third, we're in our third year of broadcasting Blood River Radio. That is in itself is a miracle. But if you will, please listen with your heart and consider giving as much as you can to help these people, because you know what, and I don't want to say, I don't want to say I, me, but, you know, our whole purpose for developing Blood River Radio was to try, with our meager resources and our meager ability, to bring attention to what's going on with our dear people in South Africa. While I say that we are under full-scale satanic attack, make no mistake, people, we are under Luciferian Satanism attack, being run by, in the field, by his minions, the sons of their father, the devil, and you all know who they are. But people, even though we're all under attack all over the world, the people in South Africa are the ones being killed. Right here in the United States, it's coming. You can bet both boots. You can bet the farm. It's coming. There's going to be killing. But as right now, these people are being killed off. There are precious brothers and sisters and granddaughters and daughters and sons and grandsons. And Miss Cornelia, before I ask you to describe some of the atrocities that's been going on, would you put out, I probably butchered the job, how's the easiest way, the simplest way, people can get donations to you to raise money for your foreign division so that you might go, I mean, without getting this message out, there's not, you know, without a direct intervention from God, we're going to have people to help. God works through people. So anyway, I'm going to shut up. Miss Cornelia, what's the easiest website to remember? How can they get donations to you and your precious organization?
So you can go on our website, which is www.saitlanders.org. And when you go on the website, you can see on the page there will stand donate, and then you can donate. And I'm not particularly sure if you can say for what, but I think you can probably write for what you're donating. And then you can say, you know what, I would really like to donate this for the foreign division because I want to support them in their next tour. So that is the easiest way that you can do it. Or you can also contact the Cycloners directly, and then you can let us know if you want to donate, and then we'll send you the information, of course.
Miss Cordelia, and a lot of Southerners like myself, they probably have a hard time spelling. Now, I'm going to spell this, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Miss Cornelia said you're going to www.sightlanders.org, and it's Sightlanders is spelled not S-I-T-E like I would. It's spelled S-U-I-D-L-A-N-D-E-R-S. Is that correct, Miss Cornelia?
Yes, it is correct, sir.
Thank you so much. We got to call in your edumacation. In the South, we call it, instead of education, we don't have enough education to pronounce education. We have to call it edumacation. But you know why the toothbrush was invented in Tennessee? Because, you know, we just brush one tooth. That's about all a lot of us have left. But we chew that tobacco with the sand in it to grind your teeth down. However, I got to be honest, I didn't chew any tobacco since I was a teenager. But anyway, now, that out of the way for right now, Miss Cornelia, tell the people about some of the niceties that are being carried out against our white brothers and sisters there in South Africa by these kind, abused blacks. Tell us about some of the horror stories over this going on right now. And this happened in the past and even recently at your own behest. So go ahead, Miss Cornelia.
So, like the raw sewage, that is like the least of our problems. Very funny to say it out loud, but it's true. So in the first 15 days in December, there were 17 different farm attacks. And we already, you know, statistically it was proven that 26% of the attacks in the past was actually supposed to be murders, but, you know, the people survived. And brutal attacks, absolutely mind-boggling. We personally, people that we know, that is far along, very, very good friends of ours. He was actually stabbed with a garden fork and through his chest. And then he was dragged to his room and he was burned on his bed. And then we know a woman that her eyes were scratched out with nails that you use, nails that you hammer it with. And I actually heard about a farm attack the other day where the woman, it's really terrible, but her child was cut in half, or he was cut on his stomach, on his torso, and he crawled to his mother. And everywhere where he crawled, you would see the blood and the patterns. And I even remember as a young girl, my father was always very, very involved in farm attacks in the area, and he never wanted to share it with us. But I, as a young girl, remember what he said, and now being older, you actually comprehend all those terrible things that he told the neighbor. And I remember one of our neighbors, the blacks actually went and they took the mom and her child, and they locked her in the Wendy house, like it's a little wooden house outside of the bigger house. And they started burning them inside. And then the grandmother and the grandfather came running out because they heard them screaming. And then the blacks just, you know, killed them. And on average, there's three attackers per attack. And then it's usually always that they torture them before they kill them. And they torture them for hours. They burn them with hot oil or hot water. They throw it down their throat. They scratch their eyes out. They take a hammer and they hammer nails in their knees. They cut their mouth Joker style. So the brutality is absolutely astonishing. It's incomprehensible. And then economically, we also have a lot of oppression. In South Africa, we always laugh a little bit if we hear about, you know, people in Europe and in America saying, you know, there's so much oppression. And I think, you know, is there literally a physical law that entails that you're not allowed to get a job because of your skin color? Because that's quite prominent. And we actually have that. We have broad-based black economic empowerment. In one specific case, it was Barlow Equipment, which is a company, and they retrenched and fired white people because they didn't fill the criteria. Barlow World Equipment had to fill the criteria of the state, and they couldn't because they had too much white people working for them, so they just fired them all. And so economically, we have a lot of attack. Physically, we have a lot of attack. In fact, during this COVID, 42.7% of all small businesses in South Africa permanently closed. And 99% of all those businesses were not BEE registered. So they weren't registered with this affirmative action, with this broad-based black economic empowerment, economic affirmative action. They weren't registered with it. And the president said, well, if you're not registered with BEE and you're not agreeing with us, then you're not going to receive help funds. So 99% of all the businesses, the small businesses that closed, were actually, you know, completely denied help funds completely. So there's, and also the land expropriation issue. It's really, the bill is published now for, you know, public comment, and people can comment on it. And it was changed from the one from 1975, and it applies to expropriation of all types of property, of pension funds, of houses, of investments. And the main attack is, it's absurd because it's directly focused on suppressing the white minority in South Africa. And even, you know, President Cyril Ramaphosa also said, you know, on the Day of the Vow, which is a very important day for us, he also said that he doesn't understand why we, you know, keep the Day of the Vow. It's reconciliation, and pardon me, and we are colonial intruders, and the Voortrekkers, and we don't want to reconcile if we don't support their affirmative action, if we don't support their racial transformation, if we don't support their land expropriation, and there won't be lasting peace if we don't support government rules and projects. And then they also want to, you know, increase the minimum wage, which is quite unfair if you look at it that the state doesn't even pay like near the minimum wage that they should. But they are very, you know, strict on the private sector, to not even go a cent lower than they should.
You know, Ms. Cornelia, before we run out of time, how many people, white people in South Africa, are still living in denial? Would you say there was a percentage? Do you meet many of them in person that are still, they say
so
that it's not as bad?
Unfortunately, we do have it. And they're not so in denial that they don't admit that that nothing is happening, like, that is not possible. That is really not possible. I've heard the biggest, you know, people that are liberal say, oh, dear, yeah, this is problematic. I get quickly upset when people have, like, these brands that they say, oh, but this is my opinion and it's just justified. I feel like most people today have an opinion, and because they have an opinion, they justify everything that they do. But I think so little people are actually informed on what's happening. But unfortunately, you know, you like today, I actually spoke to a person today that...
Ms. Cornelia, we've run completely out of time, my dear. Thank you so very, very much for coming on tonight. And I will be getting in touch with you immediately. And listen, that the first sign of serious, of all-out attack, please contact us. God bless you. Pass my love on to your family and to Simon and all of our other white brothers and sisters. I'll be contacting you soon. Thank you so much, Ms. Cornelia. God bless you, dear, and Merry Christmas
to you.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir. People, we'll be right back. We're going to transition to the second hour. Be right back.